We are slowly but steadily getting there, aren't we, baby boy? Almost 2 weeks in. Tell me, have you been sleeping? Oh, I admit that I slept very, very well after our last little ASMR playtime. All those tingles I was left with. But after that session, I had a moment of clarity, which in turn caused some overthinking and some confusing thoughts. Ever since, I admit I've been a little conflicted. Start stroking. I know you're naked. Start stroking, because I need your full attention for something as complicated as this. That's right. Stroke. Oh, was it already hard? Are you already trembling? Let me ask you this simple question so you can catch my drift. Do you want to come? It's a very simple question, right? What do you? Stroke faster. I want you on that edge as soon as you can get there today. Edge pat. Now back to my simple question. Do you want to come? Edge. Do you want to come right now? 2 weeks in, just about. Yes, no, maybe. It's a hard answer, isn't it? It's hard to answer that question truthfully. Because if you say yes, then why don't you just blow that load right now from me? Go ahead. Imagine me on my knees in front of you. Sticking my tongue out, begging you, please, please, please come for me. Thirsting for that cum I've been denied. Licking my lips, my eyes meeting yours, so desperate. Desperate that if a look could make you blow, the begging on my face, that you would lose control immediately all over me, my denied body. Please, why are you doing this to me? You know I want it so badly. Please, please come for me. Come for me. You can come anywhere you want. Just don't make me wait another second. Oh, please, please come. Edge pet. Leak pet, feel how badly you need to come. I can see it in your eyes. That same craving as that girl on her knees, begging, begging for you to come. How long, for how long have you been waiting? How many days have you been wanting to come already? Oh my, what a torment. Can make it look like an accident. Oops, just like that. Oh well, better luck next time. No, so you don't want to come. Why on earth are you doing this challenge that is almost impossible? Are you punishing yourself in a strange and twisted way? Are you hoping to find redemption and enlightenment? Maybe float on a cloud of zen through No Nut November, through denial. So many possibilities. Edge that beautiful cock again while you look into my needy face. Tell me that you don't want to come. Edge pet. And each time you hit that edge, I want you to say, I don't want to come today. Wow, such an impressive baby boy. So determined. Say it again. I don't want to come today. Is that hope I see in your eyes? Hope that you secretly hold that someday soon I will break you. That something I say catches you off guard. That I carry you past that point of no return. And you get the satisfaction of a reward. A messy release. This game isn't so black and white, is it? Now I want you to imagine being me. Having been helpful all this time. But now, has me wondering, should I help make things easier so you'll make it to the end? But that denies me. Or do I play into the secret hope that I'll make it so hard that you'll come, that you'll get that release, that all that built-up pleasure will just come out of you, that you secretly want me to break you? This is what I've been thinking so hard about. This is what I've been pondering. And I decided that maybe there should be some sort of ramification for coming early. You know, raise the stakes. Just simplifies it for me. Because if everyone just wants to avoid coming before the end of the month, then I can simply help them focus on making it to the end, right? I have a clear ROI on my audios, and you get to play and be supported and, you know, blah de blah de blah. Edge again, pet. I want to have your attention as I reward you for my great solution. The punishment will be that from now on in the month, if you have an oops, you ruin your orgasm. You know, ruin it. That's right, when you're stroking and you go just a little bit too far, you abandon that orgasm. You take your hand off after days, weeks, almost a month of denial. I know some of you, you little ruin sluts, might love that. So for you, I'm adding that the number of days you still have left of No Nut November at the moment you fail, well, those are days you're not allowed to touch yourself at all. You sit on your hands for the rest of the month. What do you think? A nice bratty solution? Oh, I'm so sorry for coming up with this at this moment in time. 12. I know this rule may have been better at the start, but we're both being honest when we say that sometimes rules just need adjustment. So you still play the game. You still exercise. You still play with me. Listen to my voice. But you sit on your hands. No touching. Still no porn. This is No Nut November, not No Nut first week of November, No Nut second week of November. I want you to play until the end. And if you have an oops, you simply listen till the end. I figure this will give you some extra motivation as you waver, as you try to decide if it'd be more fun to imagine me on my knees begging you to come. You are denying me, after all. It seems fair. See? Aren't I so helpful? So innocent and small? And maybe, just maybe, I'm thinking of a way to reward you. But I think that'll wait till next time. Then I'll show you how supportive and adaptive I really can be during your No Nut November challenge. Oh my. Just remember, if you ruin, you're still in the game. No shame, no dying, just no touching as well. Maybe some of you will voluntarily choose that path. I wonder. Until next time.